8:49 here on Mornings with Bennett. Mugs here in North Shore, 104.9. New show here on North Shore, 104.9. Saturday mornings at 6:30. If you're having problems with your computer, and who doesn't have problems with their computer?
No kidding.
You need the computer doctor, and the doc joins us now. Ron Elkin began years and years ago. He was involved early in the computer revolution since the beginning. So if anybody can help you out, he is the guy. Good morning, Ron. Pleasure having you here.
Good morning. Great to be here. Thanks.
A round of applause. Nice to have you here this morning. What's the biggest problem people come to you with?
Oh, God. I don't think there's any one
single. Yeah, because I was going to tell you. Here's what I think it is.
Okay, go ahead.
My computer's too slow. My computer has slowed down.
Yeah. That's a big one.
That's not the one that you hear all the time, mostly?
Well, I hear it a lot. Yeah. And that's actually both on PCs and Apple computers.
Yeah.
We get it a lot. Yeah. It's been fine yesterday, and now suddenly it's not fine.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is internet-related. Items get put into their browser that just screw it up.
Right.
I hear a lot that after the grandkids have come visit grandpa and grandpop. And then it's suddenly not the way it was before they visited.
Yeah. Well, these TIFFs, these temporary internet files, also, you know, cloud up the whole thing, don't they?
Exactly.
Gum the works up a
little. Yep. And there are tools we put on computers to fix that.
Right.
Yeah. Certainly.
Is there any way to avoid viruses, really?
Not really. You have to be very diligent about what you do when you're on the internet.
What you click on, right?
What you click on, particularly emails. There's a lot of fake emails now. You get an email that looks like it's from UPS or Federal Express. It's got the logo, looks cool.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, if you're not expecting a package, that's one thing. But if there's a link in there that's not real, boom.
Yeah, you know,
your system gets infected, and you're screwed.
A friend of mine I'm friends with on Facebook, but he's synced to my email. And I would get 20, 30 posts from him, emails. Finally, I just said, that's not Tom.
Yeah.
That's not Tom.
Yeah. Exactly.
I love the one when the subject matter says, hey, how you doing? And you say to yourself, that could be anybody, you know?
Right.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
But, you know, when somebody says, hey, how you doing? It's so familiar. You say to yourself, well, it might be from one of my buddies.
And you end up clicking on it.
Yeah, right.
But your buddy wouldn't send you a link necessarily.
No.
And that's where you know. That's kind of a big red flag.
Right.
So even though you see it's from your friend Judy,
right,
don't click on the link. And you save yourself a lot of headache.
One thing that it drives me crazy sometimes, I was looking, my wife and I are planning a trip, and I was, you know, up on the website looking for,
sure,
and this thing pops up and said, hey, congratulations, you've won something, just click to this. Get those things all the time.
That's junk.
Don't click on that at all.
Correct.
Yeah.
Most pop-ups could be vicious.
Yeah.
So you got to be really careful.
If you set up a task scheduler on my computer, right, Ron, and for a utility update constantly, am I all set or do I still have to? You know, the biggest problem I have is I get behind. And things clutter up. You know, emails build up. You just get bogged down, which affects the speed of it. So do I need to constantly be upgrading my utilities?
You do. You constantly have to have your malware, your spyware, your antivirus products constantly updated.
But I never know which ones, though, when they said, you know, you're due for an update.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that in itself is a virus.
Well, you have to know where it's coming from. And if it's coming from the tool itself, then you know you're okay.
Well, how do you
determine
that?
If it's coming from outer space, then you know it's not.
Well,
you know your tools. Like if you have Norton or McAfee and it's from them, then you're probably good.
Aren't there some viruses that actually disguise themselves to look like?
Sure they do. The bad guys are working 25 hours a day.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the problem today.
Right.
So you have to be very diligent about your email. I have clients with 50, 60,000 emails in their inbox, and they complain about their computer being slow.
I'm one of those guys.
And there you go.
I'm one of those guys.
So you got to take the time.
50 or 60?
Oh.
I never delete my email.
Yeah.
I don't delete
my
email.
It's a task guy.
And you know,
the reason you need a house call.
I know. I probably do. I need a house call. But I'll tell you the reason why. I keep buying more and more storage for them, you know? Because, you know, you can buy this for 99 cents a month, or you keep buying storage for it. Because I use it as a search tool, too. So, you know, I archive stuff. Unfortunately, 99% of the stuff that I'm keeping, I don't need, you know, that I should be getting rid of. I'm just not that diligent about getting rid of the stuff.
You got to get rid of the stuff you don't need, the advertisements from the local stores. for example, you know, the CVS and the Rite Aids and things like that. But you can also file those emails. The key is to get them out of your inbox and to put them into folders. Your search tool will still go through the folders, but at least your inbox needs to be
organized.
You need a house call.
I do. I need a house call. Not only do I need I need it for that, I also need, because somebody told me that, because there's a lot of unopened email. I don't open lot of stuff at all. And somebody told me that on Google, you can just get rid of all that stuff that you haven't opened before. But I, you know, I've looked it up, and it's like, you know, I kind of have to study it. You know, like, I've read and learn about it. I don't want to do that.
You know? You don't have to study the Boston Globe email from 2003. That one you can delete.
I know. Well, no, it's not even that. I mean, I just want to get rid of them without even opening them, without looking at them.
Well, you can. There's you a way to do that. There is a method to do that.
And that on Google that I can do that? Or do you, I need a house call? Or do you need a house call?
Well, I can show you how to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, all you can do it on
any
email program.
Yeah, you've mentioned house call a couple of times.
Yep.
Do you physically have to come to the house, or do you have the remote connectivity, you know, where you can actually go through my computer without being there?
We do both.
You do both?
Our services cover both house call, on-site service, as well as remote support services.
Okay.
Yeah. And you handle all platforms too, right?
Absolutely. Apple, Mac, we do the Android devices, and we're here to help people solve their problems.
Is there one type of platform easier to work on than others?
Not really.
No?
No.
They're all complicated then.
Well, they're all sophisticated.
Yeah.
The Apple, I have a lot of clients that buy Apple because they think they're virus-free, which they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what you're going to use the computer for, the device for, we'll find you the proper solution.
I have to say that because I work in both platforms, both Apple and Mac, Mac and also PC. And I find that actually the Apple is quicker than the other one. Now, whether that's because it happens to be the newest of the computers or whatever,
but it
does seem to be a little quicker than
the others. Ron, has anyone ever just hugged you after, you know, when they see you? I mean, honestly, they come, they've been frustrated. You need your computer. It might be their line of work.
Be very careful in the way you answer this, because this man right here loves to hug everybody.
I tell you right now, you're a great face to see if you've been bugged on.
Yeah. Well, yes, we do get clients that, in fact, I had an elderly couple. They live near us, and they had gone away. They came back, and their printer didn't work.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Her computer didn't work, rather. So I spent about 40 minutes on site, fixed it. She was very, very gracious.
Sure.
And I left. That night, she drives over to my house and knocks on the door and says, "My husband wants me to get you to fix our printer because we're going to Florida tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he wants it fixed before we leave."
Which
to me didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Right.
So I said, "Well, you could have called me." She says, "Oh, no, that's okay."
Came to your house.
Came to my house. So I got my coat on and I drove to her house. And in about 8 minutes, I had everything. Her printer was fine. Everything was cool.
Right.
We printed out her itinerary to go to Florida. And she was so, so gracious and thankful.
There you go.
And she did. She hugged me.
That's what I'm talking
which
about.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
And she said, "So what do I owe you?" And I go, "That's fine. Nothing. We're all set. Because the hug is worth it."
Yeah. Really. There you go.
Well, you know, my son is actually, an architect, or I don't know what they call it, a client, an architect, a computer client, whatever, big computer guy. Anyway.
Computer?
Yeah, big, you know, computer guy like this. But, you know, he gets tired of my questions. And I think they're because they're so pedestrian sometimes, that he kind of gets a little exasperated. I say, "How come he's like that.
There is a rule of thumb
right.
here.
That's right. He's always. Yeah.
There is a rule of thumb.
Yes.
Yeah. Children can't teach parents, and husbands cannot teach wives.
Yes.
Yeah, and there are also two things that will never, ever happen to you. The Pope will never call you, and Microsoft will never call you.
No, Microsoft will never call
and
you.
Microsoft, in this fake world, fake persona, is calling millions of people every day that your computer's infected. And it's just crazy.
No, it's funny that you mentioned the husband-wife dynamic, because I just had this experience yesterday with my wife.
There you go.
Both of us hovering over the same computer, over the same mouse, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to do something Right, we're on Amazon.
That sounds combustible.
Trying to do something on Amazon like this. Now, give me the... No. I'm sure. Give me the...
Battling over the same mouse.
Back and forth. There's this battle as the mouse is, you know, swinging back and forth.
The curse is all over the place.
Oh, as the thing is, the screen's flashing. We're getting... Everything is like this. Things are smoking. No, I was... Yeah, you're absolutely right. It does not work very well at all.
It doesn't work.
No,
exactly.
It's right. I'm going to press this one. No, I'll press this one. I'm going to... No, absolutely right.
And then I get the call that says, well, my grandnephew... You know, he's president of a computer company in Arizona.
Yeah, sure.
And he refuses to take my calls anymore.
Yeah.
And I go, well, you know, he's in Arizona and he's busy.
Yeah.
So we love to help you.
That's, you know, that's kind of like my son who eventually just, you know, after I browbeat him enough, will come in and say, Dad, 1, 2, 3. Okay. It's the same thing we did
number
last
one,
week.
Number one, you were fine.
Right, last week.
That's remember.
And
last
you
week.
Did it right at that.
Same thing we did the week before that. Remember, Dad? 1, 2, 3. Remember? I wrote it down for you, Dad. 1, 2. All right. Yeah. So I know the dynamic very well. So.
How many people know their license plate number?
Right.
I have no idea what it is.
Right. How many people know their passwords to their email? Not very many.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a big problem I run into all the time. Yep.
Well, he's trying to teach me this cryptic thing now where you can have one password for everything.
Sure.
But it's a complete jumble with everything
else.
Right,
right. It gets encrypted or scrambled.
It's fabulous, apparently. It's very hard to,
And for that reason, you know, I don't know the passwords to the different various emails that I have. That's why they tend to get cluttered or I don't change the password enough because it's synced with the phone. I've got to do that. It's on my list this week to do is I've got to get into these emails and do some purging, you know, do some
purging
cleaning.
And you got to write down your stuff.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
Well, it's absolutely maddening, too, but, you know, you're right. But doesn't that defeat the purpose? You have to write down everything all over the place. You get a little, eventually you have to. Have a notebook with a pen and a pencil and everything else to write this stuff down in.
I mean, use your phone.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine who is so tech phobic. This is absolutely true. Mm-hmm. That he still has a flip phone. And this cell phone that he has, literally, he doesn't let anybody have the number to it because he hates the idea. He literally, I swear to you, the absolute truth. He has masking tape on the back of the phone. That he has written other people's numbers on the phone.
Yeah.
He's got a flip phone with masking tape with people's numbers written on it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And his wife actually one day took his phone and put the numbers in the phone and the address and the address
book of
the phone.
For her.
And he got so angry with her about doing it. Don't you ever touch my phone. Take them out of there. I don't want them. He's really technophobic. I mean, you must
remember. Where's the masking tape?
Yeah. Run into a couple of those.
Yeah. And he's in the insurance business, this guy. He's a very successful insurance business, you know, with offices, you know, all over the place. And they use computers all over that. But he just hates the idea of, you know, likes landlines and likes cell phones. He likes, you know what I mean? He likes... You know, he'd have a rotary dial telephone if they let him.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
So the show on Saturday here on North Shore 104.9, are you taking topics week to week?
Yes, and it varies each week.
Okay.
Usually I come with a set of interesting things to talk about, and then we get emails, people write in for questions, so we answer those as well.
North Shore 104.9, WBOQ Gloucester. Well, let's give out the phone number, actually, for... It's a 978-312-1261, right?
Yes, that's my phone to call if you have a problem. We'd also like to receive emails at ron@computerdoctorusa.net.
So if you write you an email, then you can listen to the program, actually, on Saturday. You'll answer the email, right?
Exactly right.
Also, of course, if somebody really wants you to come and check out their computers, you'll do that as well.
Absolutely.
Now, you sell systems.
New and used computers.
And used computers.
Yes, PCs and Macs.
And this is for private homes and for business as well?
For everybody. Yeah, we have about a 50-50 ratio of business clients to home users, SOHOs, small office, home office folks.
Okay.
And you provide computer training for people as well?
We do, on-site, a lot of hand-holding going on.
So you're on the hardware and software side of things, huh?
Yes. Yeah. It really is all about the software.
Yeah.
You know, and I've always said that for the past 25 years. It's not so much, the hardware's kind of a commodity now. It's like a toaster.
Right.
It's what are you going to do with the computer, what are you going to use it for, and that's where the software comes into play and makes it work for you.
I know you have some amazing endorsements here, too, from people. Oh, as Mugs just said a few moments ago, has anybody ever hugged you? Well, if you read some of these endorsements from people that whose computers that you have fixed and systems, they are hugs. They're kind of like, you know.
Within 24 hours or sooner.
Yeah.
Response time.
Literary hugs. And it must be gratifying for you to be able to come in and do that.
It is. It's been great. You know, I've been doing this, as you had mentioned, I started with computers in the late 70s, before PC computers were actually
invented. Right, mainframes were the thing in those days.
That was
right?
the only thing out there, and we had magnetic ledger card machines.
That's how I first got
involved with the technology.
Those are the computer with the perforated holes in them? Is that what
with
you're
the
talking
holes
about?
In the magnetic stripe on the back of the card.
Yeah, right, wow.
And,
the collating card.
So I've seen this industry from its inception, which is really, really great.
DOS.
And we're kind of in the, the 8-10-year-old age bracket, if you looked at the industry, if you looked at the automobile industry.
Right.
You know, it's 100 years old. We're in that early teen years at the moment.
What do you see?
We've got a long way to go.
What's a long way to go from here.
It's hard to imagine.
Let's imagine we have that much distance ahead of us.
Oh, absolutely.
Where do you see the future going?
I think hologram is going to be a really interesting thing to happen. Yeah, you know, the Dick Tracy watch kind of thing?
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of happening with the Apple products now. And I think you're going to hit a button on your phone and you're going to have a little... on your watch,
like
rather, and you're going to have a little hologram, and it's going to talk to you, and you'll be able to tell it things.
Wow.
Amazing.
We'll see it.
That's right. Maybe we'll see it. I don't know, but eventually
maybe
that's coming.
Maybe you'll host
hologram.
The movie loft again. Well, you know?
You can never tell. And we talked a lot about that today.
Right.
Muggs thinks my head's getting smaller than it was, actually. He said I had a
hologram.
Bigger head in the movie.
Interesting.
My hologram. So you can see my hologram for the movie Loft, and I have a bigger head, Muggs. There you go. Rod Elkin, the computer doctor, once again, Saturday mornings at 6:30 right here. He just said you can send him an email, and he'll answer the question for you on the air. Once again, the email address is?
ron@computerdoctorusa.net.
Well, good luck with the program.
Thanks so much.
And thanks so much. And one more time, your phone number for people out there who are pulling their hair out trying to fix their computer. Their computer's not working for them. What is it, Winnie?
It's 978-312-1261.
Ron Elkin, thanks for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ron.
This is Mornings with Dan and Muggs here at North Shore, 104.9.
There's no better time to spruce up the interior and exterior of your home with new window treatments from the Curtain Shop of Gloucester. Hi, Robert Strauss here from the Curtain Shop, carrying all the major brands, including Hunter Douglas, Graber, Lutron, and Duracell awnings. We are your expert in motorized and manual blinds, shades, shutters, awnings, and draperies. Since 1951, the Curtain Shop of Gloucester has been helping residents of the North Shore and beyond properly cover your windows. From design to measuring to installation, we do it all. Call us today at 978-283-0555 or stop by at 136 Main Street in Gloucester.